All right, we're about to begin sugya number 6. Let me point out, I am trying to read with the right tune, right inflection, and also add in the play-by-play. And when you read, and for the exam, anytime you read, again, very important to say the play-by-play and to give as much as possible explanations that show that you know what is happening. We are now starting sugya number 6, line 9, again by another braisa, Tanu Rabbanan. Here we go. Tanu Rabbanan, the Rabbanan taught in a braisa, Holchei Drachim Bayom, those that are traveling on the road, by day, Peturin Min HaSukkah Bayom, will be exempt from the Sukkah by day, because that's when they're traveling. However, V'chayavim Balayla, they'll be obligated and in the night. Next case, Holchei Drachim Balayla, if you are traveling at night, Peturin Min HaSukkah Balayla. So then you'll be chayiv to be in the sukkah by the nighttime. I'm sorry, one more time. Holchei drachim balayla. If you are traveling by night, peturim min sukkah balayla. You are exempt from sukkah at night, v'chayavim bayom. But you are obligated to be in the sukkah by day because you're not traveling, presumably. Holchei drachim bayom ubalayla. If you are traveling by day and by night, peturim min sukkah, bein bayom, bein balayla. Then you'll be exempt from sukkah in the day and the night because presumably you are traveling for both of those times. However, fourth case, holchim l'dvar mitzvah. If one is traveling in for a dvar mitzvah, peturim bein bayom bein balayla. No matter what, you are traveling to do a mitzvah. You'll be patur from sukkah by day and by night. The Gemara now gives an example. Ki ha de Rav Chista v'Rabba bar Barachuna. Just like Rav Chista and Rabba Barachuna, ki havu aile b'shabda de ragla, when they were going in on the Shabbos of the regel of Chol Hamoed, of Sukkot, lebei Resh Galusa, to the house of the Resh Galusa, havu ganu arkate de Sura. They were sleeping on the riverbanks of Sura. Amre, they said, how are we allowed to do this? I'll tell you how. Anan shluchei mitzvah, anan. We are shluchei mitzvah because we are, as Rashi explained, we'll see that in a moment, we were going to see the Resh Galusa, who himself is a Talmud Chacham. We're going to visit our Rebbe, the Resh Galusa, and plus hear a shir from him. So we have two mitzvahs, and therefore, upeturin, and therefore, we are exempt. All right, let's see some Rashis. Rashi says, this is the last wide line of Rashi, fourth line from the top. Holchei drachim bayom peturim min hasukkah bayom. Dechsiv, Rashi says, besukos teshvu kein yeshivas beso. Rashi gives us the drasha. Besukos teshvu, the Torah said, besukos dwell in the sukkah. And Rashi darshins kein yeshivas beso, just like you would dwell in your house, right? We call that teshvu kein teduro. And therefore, what Rashi explains, k'shem shekol hashana eno nimna mileches baderech b'schora, just like the whole year, eno nimna, you don't hold back yourself, mileches, from traveling baderech on the road, b'schora, for business, kach koimos hachag she'eno yom tov, so to all the days of the chag, that is not yom tov, obviously you're not going to work on yom tov, b'chol moed, where sometimes you are allowed to work for a dover of it, for things that would be a loss, a major loss, if you will not work then. The Torah did not hold you back from traveling for work, and therefore you'll be exempt from eating the sukkah the same way you don't eat in your house when you're traveling on the road for business. So you see that Teshuk Denduro is the reason why the Holchei Derech is Pater, but Rashi gives this major caveat, this condition. It's for work, right? You're traveling for work. But as far as the other things, we will see that in the Iyun. Holchei dvar mitzvah b'turim bayom u'balayla. On that, Rashi says, when you're going for a dvar mitzvah, afal pi she'en holchein el bayom. Even though you're not traveling only by day. Why? U'mishum detridin v'doagim machsheves ha-mitzvah. Because you are troubled and you're worried about doing the mitzvah u'bitikuneha with all the details properly. Peturim min mitzvah. So Rashi has this bombshell chiddush that when it comes to a dvar mitzvah, even at night, you're not traveling right now, but because your mind is, or maybe should be, thinking, occupied about the mitzvah to make sure that it is done properly, that will prevent you from doing the mitzvah of sukkah properly, and therefore you are exempt. Shulchei mitzvah nan, this is what Rav Chisda and Rabbi Bar Huna said, that we are shulchei mitzvah. What mitzvah are they talking about? Shabanu lishmoa hadrasha. They were coming to hear the drasha ulahakbil pana panei resh kalusa, and to see the face of the resh kalusa, and therefore these two mitzvahs categorized them as a shluchei mitzvah, and therefore they were exempt. Arkasa asfas hanar, on the riverbanks. All right, we'll do the iyun right now on sugya 6 in the same recording. So we pointed out a moment ago that Rashi held that the holchei derech is somebody who is going for schora, for business. If you look at Tosfos, Divrei Maskil, holchei drachim ayom, Tosfos says, kol zeh nafka, all this is learned down from Teishu Kein Tuduro. Again, from Teishu Kein Tuduro, shekeshem she'odom beveso, just like a person in his house, eno nimna milotzeis, laderech does not hold back from going on the road, and also mitzayer de potro leel that min hasukah hain miteishu to do is also potter for the same reason. Then adam dar be makup she mitzayer, he will not live in a place that is causing him travel tsar pain. Now what's clear about from Toso, he leaves out a major point of Rashi, and that is the traveling is not a schora traveling. It seems from Toso any traveling is okay. Which would a person be allowed to take a pleasure trip on Chol Moed where he knows he is not going to be able to eat in the sukkah? Rashi would say no. Tosfo may imply yes. We saw in the Iyun, the Igros Moshe, that derived from Rashi this very point, and actually Paskin, like Rashi, Alecha L'maisa, that if you are to go away for work, that people do, that's acceptable. But to leave your house to go on a vacation where there is no sukkah, that is not so simple and is allowed. And Rav Moshe seemed to say that you must have a sukkah. Why? Because people don't travel just stam every day to go out. So why do it now on sukkahs? And that logic would be a reason why one must have a sukkah where he is going. Again, ask your local rabbi as far as halacha lemaisa is concerned. The other iyun point we made was this holchei derech bayom chayavim balayla, and the holchei derech balayla chayavim bayom. We had a whole discussion: how far must one go to get the sukkah on the time that he is not traveling? In other words, would he have to build a sukkah? Would he have to? How far would it go? So it seemed clear that day travelers by day, right, are potter, right? So even searching for one, he would not have to even search one. What if one is readily available? So that may be his chayiv. But let's see, the day travelers by night, right, and who are chayiv by night, how far does he have to go? To the extreme, maybe he even has to build a sukkah. Maybe not. So if we say that the day travelers by night, would have to even build a sukkah, right? Nechayiv. So you have to even build a sukkah, again, you know, where feasible. That would mean the day travelers by day who are exempt would only perhaps be exempt one notch lower and not have to build one, but to search for one, maybe they should. But if we say day travelers by night, day travelers who are chayiv at night don't have to actually build one, but you at least make an effort to search for one, that would mean the day travelers by day who are exempt will not, who are patur, will not have to search for one. Maybe they should only have to be in the sukkah if one is readily available without any effort at all. So that's how we explained the chiv and patur, and the reverse would be for the night travelers by night and by day. The last point we made about the iyun was tying it into the general machlokes that we spoke about, Tosfos and the Ran, in the first sugya we did. According to Tosfos, you're only potter min a mitzvah if you are unable to do both at the same time. The Ran held that you are potter even if you technically can do both at the same time, so long as you are osek in the mitzvah. So given the holchei derech in our sugya, you would have to explain that in the context, you know, according to the rules of Tosva. In other words, the Gemara that says that they only can do, the only putter, if you can do both, must learn that Rav Chista and Rav Bar Huna would not have been able to do the mitzvah properly if they would look for a sukkah. They'd be too tired to learn the next day. Somehow, searching for a sukkah would have held them back from properly fulfilling the mitzvah on the next day. The Ran, who doesn't really have that as a requirement, would actually bring this as a proof that as long as you're osek, you don't have to not be able to do both at the same time. And therefore, for them, they were exempt without having to go, because traveling, you view their fact that they were not home and in the midst of traveling still as a osek b'mitzvah. There is a debate about Rashi, right? Whether what Rashi holds, whether or not Rashi's focus on Tirda was a like Tosfot that explained why they couldn't do both at the same time, or perhaps Tirda is just the reasoning why, like according to the Ran, why we view the travelers as the mitzvah travelers as an osek even at night, which would put them in the category of osek b'mitzvah, pater min ha-mitzvah.